From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Take it to the house, take it to the house, take it to the where the fall sits, drip at night. Welcome home, where the screen door don't hang right. Welcome home, the only place you'll ever fight, because you love.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Welcome Home by Rehab, and special thanks to our today's producer, Heather Epps, for coming up with these home-themed songs that we are playing at the beginning of today's radio show, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like to request a song, a home-themed song to be played at the beginning of our show, just go to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment, and we'll play your song. We'll tell everyone who requested it, and we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up 1 week from today at the brand new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Design and Remodel, and we're very proud to have Strock Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we'll be talking with Trey Strock. Also, Robin Hernandez with Mobility Supercenter, John Rosa with Rhino Shield, Bobby Joe Engelby with Domain Interiors, and Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. Well, busy time here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We are feverishly working to get everything ready for the Charleston Fall Home Show happening next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Let me just give you a quick rundown of some of the highlights. Free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and then also $2 admission after 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. So that's good. We're also we've also gotten $5 parking vouchers from the Gilliard Center, and all you have to do is ask for one of those parking vouchers when you buy a ticket at the front desk at the home show, and we'll give you a $5 voucher that you'll turn out when you leave either the Alexander Street parking garage, which is connected to the Gilliard, or the South Carolina Aquarium parking garage. So a nice deal with that. Some of the free things we've got going on. Someone local will win a $17,000 dream backyard makeover. We've got free design consultations with Charleston's top interior designers. Call 577-7652 to make an appointment. That's the phone number for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, 577-7652. We're offering free antique appraisals with celebrity antique expert Miller Gaffney on Saturday and Sunday, that you can bring an antique and Miller will personally appraise your antique. We've got something called Inside the Architect's Mind, which is a new event. It's also free, happening on Saturday, in which local architects We'll be talking about some of their projects, and you'll be able to see and hear stories of custom homes designed and told by the architects for free. Well, for more information, visit CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. Have a great weekend, and come out next weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with celebrity art and antique expert Miller Gaffney, who's also a South Carolina native. And Miller will be appearing at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend on Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, offering free antique appraisals in an event that's part of the Charleston Fall Home Show called Antique Home Show. All you have to do is bring an antique, and Miller will personally appraise it for free. How are you doing, Miller?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Miller, this will be your second year returning to our Antique Home Show. It's kind of a play on words. So thanks so much for returning for the second year. And Miller, you're a celebrity. You having appeared most recently on the Ovation Network's reality-based TV show Art Breakers, as well as appearing on PBS's Antique Roadshow and Market Warriors. Kind of talk about your background a bit.
Well, Tim, I feel like I've worked in the art world for a very long time. I got my master's at Sotheby's Institute of Art, and from that point on, then I just jumped into the art world full speed. Mm-hmm. I worked in an art gallery. Then I did some work for an art information provider, Art Info, and Art and Auction Magazine. And then I started my own company in 2006, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory. Hmm. And I do appraisals and art consulting for clients. And art consulting is the buying and selling of art for people.
Mm-hmm. And are you buying and selling the art out of love, or are your clients buying and selling for investment purposes?
Both. I mean, some people are looking for a big tax write-off, and they like to donate to museums, and it's just the right time in their life to get rid of something. And sometimes people, especially young people today, are realizing, why put it into the stock market? Why not invest in beautiful things that you can have and enjoy around you?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking with celebrity art and antique expert Miller Gaffney, who will be appearing at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th, at an event that we're calling the Antique Home Show. And you can bring an antique, and Miller will personally appraise that antique for you at the home show, happening at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Miller, you've received this all this celebrity status because you're young, you're very attractive, and most of all, you're an expert in collecting art and antiques for investment purposes. So, talk a little bit about how you've gotten to this point in life, because you're a young person.
Well, I've worked very hard to get here, but just many different courses in life, and I stayed on focus, and I knew what the ultimate goal was. But I've always loved art and antiques as a child, and I wanted to pursue this path. And what I enjoy about my profession the most is you never know what each client's going to have. I like going into homes, and you never know what you're going to find. Every day, it's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. What was it like with your? I think this. No, actually, this wasn't your first TV show. Your first TV show would be the PBS Road Warriors. Was it?
Antiques Roadshow.
Antique Roadshow. But wasn't there a spinoff of that?
Yes. And then I did PBS's Market Warriors.
Market Warriors,
where
right.
I went to flea markets across the country, and then we sold the items that we bought at flea markets at regional auction houses. And that was a lot of fun because we really showed the business side of the industry and mm-hmm. how people swap things. And it's an interesting market.
What was it like working with the Ovation Network on the TV show Art Breakers?
Yes, my current show Art Breakers is a lot of fun. I take you through the process What I do really on a daily basis with clients. So I show you how we build clients' collections, the buying and selling process, how we appraise items. And the show films all across the country, so you see a lot of different sides of the art world.
Mm-hmm. Are you working with different celebrities on Art Breakers?
Yes, we've had a lot of fun. Mario Lopez, we did an episode with him. Mm-hmm. So you never know who you're going to see on Art Breakers. Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with art and antique expert Miller Gaffney. She's a South Carolina native. You're from Greenville, right?
Yes.
And and by the way, congratulations. You just got engaged to a Greenville boy, right?
I did. Very excited about that. Getting married in September.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations on that. You've also got an upcoming book that you're writing. Talk about that a little bit.
I cannot wait for this to come out. It's The Essentials of Art Collecting. So whether you're a connoisseur or you're a novice and just a beginning collector, I walk you through the basics of how to build a collection, buy a piece, everything you need to know before you jump in and start collecting art.
Mm. Where does someone start if they want to start a collection of something?
You really need to focus and narrow it down to a category and figure out what you like specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of just like if you went out shopping and you don't know what you want, you're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So before you go out and start looking at galleries, I help you narrow it down with a specialized worksheet. And through this worksheet, you can narrow down your taste preferences.
Hmm. So you have to have a built-in interest, obviously. It's something that may come naturally to you that you have an interest in already.
Exactly. But this will help you develop your eye and really attune your skills to what's essential.
Very good. Very good. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m., we want everyone to come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Bring an antique with you. Everybody, just about everyone has an antique at home. Maybe it's something that they inherited from a relative, or they've just maybe picked up at an antique store. Bring it down, and Miller will personally appraise your antique. And you're going to be able to tell them a little bit about the antique and also the value, what it would go for on the open market.
Exactly. There's no need for people to always wonder what something's worth. Bring it down. We had so many aha moments last year. It was incredible, the valuable things that we appraised last year.
That's great. And, you know, the Charleston Fall Home Show in 2015 last year was supposed to happen at the Gilliard Center, but the Gilliard Center, the renovations ran over. We ended up having the show at North Charleston Convention Center, but we kind of originated the idea of antique home show because we thought, in being in historic downtown Charleston, that there would be a lot of people who live in downtown who would have antiques that they would want to bring over to the Gilliard, and we're finally at the brand new Gilliard, and we hope that everyone will bring an antique to the Gilliard Center. It's happening in the shared lobby area. It's a beautiful, beautiful space, the brand new Gilliard. It's on the second floor. There's an elevator right there. So as long as you can either carry or wheel in your antique, you can take that elevator right up to the second floor. And we've got a great spot set up for antique home show. And Miller will take a look at that. Kind of talk about the process, what you did last year at Antique Home Show and what you'll be doing this year.
So people, when they enter, they come to my area and they have a ticket and they enter, you know, they wait in line and they come over and I just talk to them and give them the history of each item. I tell them about the piece. And it's interesting, so many people bring in items, they have no clue what it was. They might have been given the item from their grandfather. You never know, three generations passed, and I'm able to put a price tag to what they have.
Hmm, very good. And I remember last year I found this old alarm clock in the attic of the first house I lived in here in Charleston, up in the attic, and just held on to it. It looked like a big clunky alarm clock. It looked kind of cool. Brought it into to Miller, hoping that it maybe it would be worth thousands. And I think you told me it was like worth $25 or something. So, you know, that happens. That's part of it, right? It's just you're telling the truth.
It's better to know than not to know.
Right, right, exactly. So we want everyone to come to Antique Home Show at the Charleston Fall Home Show next Saturday and Sunday. Miller will be doing appraisals from 1 until 5 o'clock, both on Saturday and Sunday next weekend. And it's very easy. It's free. Bring an antique, and we'll give you a number. If we do have a line, we give you a number and we tell you approximately how long it will take, and you can come and walk around the home show and then come back and see Miller, and Miller will tell you the story about your antique and how much it's worth. Well, we've been talking. Well, let me ask you, Miller, where can people get more information about Miller Gaffney, your work and your background?
They can get everything on my website, and that's MillerGaffney.com.
MillerGaffney.com. All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with celebrity art and antique expert Miller Gaffney, who will be appearing at the Charleston Fall Home Show next Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th. It's all part of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and if you'd like more information, visit CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. That's CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. Thanks, Miller.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Design and Remodel, and we're very proud to have Strock Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with the owner, Trey Strock. Trey, take a moment and tell everybody about Strock Design and Remodel.
Well, thank you for asking. Thanks for having me on the show. We've been around in the Charleston area, I guess, since sometime around Hugo, mm-hmm. Originally from Savannah, Georgia, and moved up here and stayed, loved it. And have really call it home now. We specialize, I guess, in remodeling, additions, home repairs, and some light commercial work, mm-hmm. restaurants and different offices and retail, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So Strock Design and Remodel, you folks are strictly a remodeling contractor. You don't some general contractors do both new construction and remodeling, but you specialize in remodeling.
We do. We have a commercial general contracting license, so we are, I guess, legal, you could say, to do whatever we want to do. And we have done new builds before, new home construction, and but found that our niche is in remodeling. Mm-hmm. It's a very people-focused business, and we love people. We love talking to people and helping them realize a dream that they may have, and so that's kind of works for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
things in Charleston are extremely busy when it comes to building new homes and remodeling. There's so many permits that are being issued these days. I know that that everybody is very, very busy these days. How is Strock Design and Remodel? How are you folks handling the demands of being so busy and still maintaining a high level of customer service for your clients?
That's a terrific question to ask, and we get asked that question frequently because it is so busy, and that is a concern for everybody. And it is a challenge at times because not only are we busy, but all of our trade partners are busy, and their suppliers are busy, and you have to really focus on several things. One is communication, so that you're always letting the people that you work with, your vendors and your trade partners know, okay, this is what's coming up, this is when it's coming up, you know, keep us slotted for time. And then you have to have some kind of flexibility because they have things that come up that are beyond their control in other jobs and may not be able to show up at Tuesday at 8 a.m. like you had scheduled, and it may be later. But you do, you need communication and flexibility.
Communication is key, and the thing about the building and remodeling industry, contractors have, they don't have the best reputation for communicating, and it's not, it's gotten to a point where it's not a surprise if the contractor is supposed to show up on a certain day and time and they just don't. The homeowner just kind of shrugs their shoulders and says, oh, I guess, you know, that's just the way it is. Is that the way it is at Strock Design and Remodel?
That's not the way it is. And one of the things that we really strive to do is to do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it. Are we 100% every time? No. But we try to stay in the 98-99% percentile. And if we're not going to be there, we need to call, you know, and say something's come up, we need to reschedule, we need to bump it a little bit, whatever. But let our clients know what's going on. Let our subcontractors know, and then let us know so that everybody is stays in the loop. And at the end of the day, what you're looking to do is to provide somebody with some beautiful project, whatever that it is that they want, whether it's an addition or a kitchen or a bathroom or a family room or whatever it is. And in the overall project, you build in a little bit of time for delays so that at the end of the day, at the end of the project, we're still within some kind of reasonable time frame of when we said we would be done.
When it comes to what would you recommend people look for when it comes to hiring a remodeling contractor? Because homeowners, their attitude is they want to snap their fingers and the project is finished, and they don't always realize that there's going to be a pretty significant process that's involved with, you know, transforming a room or an entire house during a remodeling project. And sometimes they don't do their homework the way they should in terms of researching the remodeling contractor that they're looking at hiring. You know, would you be insulted if someone said, can you show me proof of insurance, or can you show me, tell me about some of the projects that you've worked on that we could maybe do a drive-by? Don't cherry pick these projects. I'd like the last few projects that you've worked on this year or something.
Sure. Yeah, all that's it's all reasonable. You know, I think at the very minimum level, a homeowner should be asking a potential contractor if he or she has, you know, general liability insurance and workers' compensation insurance, and, you know, do they have experience with this type of project, you know. And at the same token, the contractor should be asking the homeowner, you know, questions about what their expectations are. You know, what have they seen that they like? What have they seen that they want? When do they need to be done? For instance, they may be doing a project that revolves around a wedding, just for instance. And in order for everything else to click into place, this project has to end by September the 1st, say. So it would be very helpful to know up front if that is a requirement, that everything can fall into place and that requirement be met, you know? So, and that's just part of the planning process.
How, with remodeling, you know, there's that classic phrase of, well, we don't know until we get into the wall and see what's going on in there. How does Strock Design and Remodel handle surprises that ultimately will always come up?
Sure. Well, again, we are a design firm and a remodeling firm. So part of the design phase is the investigation of existing conditions, how things are built. And it involves crawling under the house. It involves crawling in the attic. You know, we have specialty equipment like infrared cameras that we can not look through walls, but we can see some conditions that aren't available to the naked eye, for instance. And you try to, as best you can, assess the situation of somebody's house with what you've got, okay? And on the odd chance, you open up a wall and it's full of termites and you have to reframe or whatever, that's just going to be something that we have to live with, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is, I'm going to give a strong endorsement to any of our listeners who are you know, thinking about a remodeling project. It's sort of sad when I see somebody that's getting ready to put their house up for sale and they scramble to make repairs and to fix up the house to make it look as good as it can, when if they just did the remodel project while they were living in it and were planning to live in it for, you know, a certain amount of time, whether it's a few years or what have you, you could enjoy that remodel. You could enjoy, you know, getting your house the way you really want it to be, and then get paid back for whatever dollars that you spent on that remodel project. When you go to sell it, these remodel projects will typically be able to pay for themselves because of the increased value that you're adding onto your home. So it's like do it at the end and rush around and don't get to enjoy it, or do it now and then you get to enjoy that house and enjoy the house the way you really want it to be, and then you're going to get that money back when you go to sell it.
It's true, Tim. One of the things that we offer people who call is the first time they call us and they have a project is we have a report that's produced by Remodeling Magazine and Harvard, one of the Harvard schools for work deals with construction. Anyway, they use Charleston, South Carolina as a test city for their data on just that sort of thing. If we do a kitchen remodel, how much does it cost on average? What do you get in return? And if I was going to sell it, what would my real estate value then be? Very interesting, concise report. Goes through about 20 or 30 different common remodeling projects, where it's addition, bathroom, kitchens, that sort of thing. And we give that report to people free. If they call us or go to our website, they can download it. And it will tell you, okay, if I do a kitchen remodel, what is the payback going to be? All right. And, you know, some are high and would just about pay you back, and some are, you know, not as much. But people ask me all the time, how much should I invest in this kitchen because we're thinking about selling the house? And my answer is generally always the same, nothing, because you don't know what the person who walks through your door, what their expectations and their likes are. And you could go and create this beautiful new thing that the first person who might buy your home doesn't care for. So if that's the case, save your money and give a discount on the house or something like that. Talk to your real estate agent. But to your point, enjoy your home. Spend your money on yourself. You worked hard. We spend about 2/3 of our life in our home, and it should be something that people enjoy. It's a reflection of them, a respite from the craziness that's mm-hmm. outside of our doors every day.
Right, right. Well, how can folks get more information about Strock Design and Remodel?
we would love for folks to call us. We would love for folks to come and see us and talk to us at the home show. And we would love for you to go to our website, which is StrockEnterprises.com.
StrockEnterprises.com. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Trey Strock with Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. Thanks so much, Trey.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Robin Hernandez with Mobility Supercenter. How you doing, Robin?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Robin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mobility Supercenter.
Well, Mobility Supercenter, we sell, install, and service mobility equipment. Mm-hmm. We have a storefront in West Ashley, right on Savannah Highway. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do is we help people that may be using chairs or having difficulty getting in and out of their house, mm-hmm. or even in their car as well. We mm-hmm. also do the car stuff.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. And we're in your showroom here in West Ashley, and I would imagine that a lot of your customers are looking for ways, they're looking for solutions to stay in their home rather than have to go to an assisted living facility or a nursing home or something like that.
Right. A lot of times I come into the home when they're deciding, you know, how can I stay here? And I have an illness now, or I have something that where I'm having trouble getting up and down the steps. I can't access my bedroom or my bathrooms. So we come in and decide what's the best idea for them to use in order to do that. A lot of times you'll find something as simple as a stair lift can help them stay in their home. Mm-hmm. A stair lift can range anywhere from, you know, $3,000 or a little bit less than $3,000. So that's a lot less than moving mm-hmm. or closing costs or moving and all that stuff. So something as simple as that can help someone stay in their home. So we try mm-hmm. to get the most effective and inexpensive way to keep you in your home.
I would guess that people would rather not think about having to add these things, or maybe not look at the stage that they're in their life. And you find a lot of your customers are kind of a little bit in denial. They don't want to really accept that they may need some of this equipment.
Oh yes, a lot of people don't just browse or just shop, just looking. We usually get people that either have to have it right now or have already fallen. Mm-hmm. So my recommendation is don't wait till you fall. To have something in place to eliminate that fall would be great. But a lot of times you do come in after the fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over the years with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, I've heard a lot of homeowners refer to maybe the last house that they build as their forever home, the home that they're going to be in the rest of their lives. And you don't have to necessarily build a house to consider it your forever home. The home that a lot of our listeners are in right now might be the last home that they buy, and that might be their forever home. What would you recommend to them in terms of being proactive and not waiting until there's a problem, but maybe taking some steps right now to anticipate some of the maybe the aging issues that they might have.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding that a lot of people, especially like on the, near the ocean or up in the higher level homes where they're up on stilts. Yeah. That a lot of people just are having trouble getting in there with groceries or mm-hmm. going to Costco and trying to get a case of Coke upstairs or something like that. So a lot of people are putting in porch lifts now before they need them for themselves, but just to carry things. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to get stuff upstairs and also have something in place if you were to need it, you know, have a fall or need to be in a wheelchair of some sort. And plus just walking up and down the steps that much, you know, back and forth, loading groceries, just makes it a lot easier. So I'd recommend a porch lift for sure for those types of homes. Mm-hmm. They're very easy to put in. They don't require, you know, shafts or things like that. So that saves for the elevator. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to do to prevent from falling down steps and carrying things. Mm-hmm. You know, carrying and walking up the steps is where they have trouble. Mm-hmm. Anybody, right? So that would eliminate that. I would mm-hmm. think that's a good idea.
People don't want to turn their home into a hospital. They don't want it to look institutional.
Right.
How the equipment that Mobility Supercenter here in West Ashley, the equipment that you folks can help homeowners with, is it decorative, and is there a way to do it so that it doesn't you know, it isn't a negative thing to look at?
Right. A lot of our products are neutral, and I find that neutral is kind of better than making them too decorative. Too decorative can really stand them out. And so we try not to stand them out. We kind of want them to blend in. The porch lifts are very neutral. They're a cream color. We can paint them to match the house. Mm-hmm. We've actually done a couple on Kiowa where we've had to, like, put lattice around them, you know, to shade them or do landscaping so that it would cover and people wouldn't be able to see that there might be a porch lift there or something in place. But, yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to disguise them and make them look like part of the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I remember interviewing a homeowner in Walterboro. He was a veteran and had just come down with ALS. And his big thing was he did not want, after he was gone, he didn't want the equipment, that the modifications that he was making in his house to be so permanent that it would remind his wife after he was gone.
Right. And so a lot of our equipment that we bring in that can be removed. We don't do like total remods, but we actually bring the equipment in, we put it in place, and those things can be taken away. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I find that the wife that might be left or whoever's left at the house enjoys the equipment, mm-hmm. and might need it for themselves.
Right.
I've also had people that actually sell the home with the equipment in it, because people, it's more marketable that way. That's an option. I mean, but they're all stair lifts and porch lifts could be removed. The stair lift is nice because it actually bolts to the steps. Mm-hmm. So if you have carpet on your steps, when I remove it, you can't even tell a stair lift was ever there. Mm. Very few holes that are required for the stair lift. Porch lifts is just four holes bolted to the concrete, so very easy to remove that as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Do homeowners get any help with insurance to pay for any of this equipment?
Unfortunately, a lot of the equipment we sell and install is considered luxury items in insurance world, which is crazy. But the stair lifts and porch lifts are not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. Veterans, if you're a veteran, there are assistance there. There's some assistance through some Medicaid programs, some state assistance. We try to get all the information to the client to make sure that they can get all the assistance that they're required to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess from that point of view, that might encourage someone to wait until there was some sort of an issue happening to report it to insurance and so forth. If it's not covered by insurance to begin with, might as well get it in place sooner,
and not have the issue
sooner than later.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, how long has Mobility Supercenter been in Charleston?
Well, Mobility Supercenter, this particular store, has been in Charleston for 4 years. Mm-hmm. This is our third store that we've opened up. We have the main store is out of Richmond, Virginia. It's been in business for 25 years now. Mm-hmm. And we have a store in Norfolk. This was the third store. And we just opened our fourth store up in Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. So we're new to this area, but not new to the industry. Mm-hmm. Just
gotcha.
This area.
I got you.
Yeah.
And I would guess that a lot of the customers that you're talking with, they want to stay in their house. They don't. That's why they're talking to Mobility Supercenters, to get a solution to the problem that they're having at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of people that find it in this actual location is just the elevation of homes. Mm-hmm. That's our biggest obstacle, is just getting up there. So when I talk stair lifts, they actually make stair lifts for the outdoors.
Okay.
So you can put them on your porch. You know, there's porches that have the two staircases and then straight up in the mm-hmm. middle. So you can actually do outdoor stair lifts. Mm-hmm. And that will curve to that staircase, too. So there's a bunch of different options for that. But that's the biggest thing I'm finding around here that we're struggling with.
Because of the flood zone. And everything.
Yeah, and everybody just living near the water.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can folks get more information about Mobility Supercenter?
Well, there's three different ways. You can come here and see me on Savannah Highway, 932 Savannah Highway. Or we have a website, mobilitysupercenter.com. Or give us a phone call, 843-225-6760.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Robin Hernandez with Mobility Supercenter. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Design and Remodel, and we're very proud to have Strock Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th. At the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Bobby Joe Engelby with Domain Interiors. How are you doing, Bobby Joe?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Bobby Joe, take a moment and tell everybody about Domain Interiors.
Domain Interiors is a full-service interior design showroom that is open to the public and to the trade and other designers as well. And we're located on Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be moving soon, though.
Gotcha.
So we'll be moving just three blocks down the street towards Sullivan's Island, 767 Coleman. We'll be moving into that space on September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about it because we are going to be sharing a large showroom space with Classic Kitchens and Charleston One Source Flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And Domain Interiors will be with them as well in one large space, and we're going to be called Mount Pleasant Design Center.
Oh, great, great. Good deal. Well, yeah, we're very, very familiar with Charleston One Source. I've got their floors in my house, really nice American cherry floors, and then Classic Kitchen Kitchens. They do great work, and so you're sort of joining with them and sharing one nice space in Mount Pleasant.
Right. What we're finding is that when we're working on projects, whether it's new construction or renovation, remodeling, it's really helpful as a designer to be able to, if you're working on maybe a kitchen project or any kind of remodel, that you can have all these things at your fingertips. You know, if you're looking at cabinetry, even if you're just putting in, let's say, a wet bar or something like that, that's right there at your disposal. You're not running around to several different storefronts trying to find what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be having samples of many other materials and finishes for people to be able to check out and borrow as well, just to kind of make it like a one-stop place for anyone who is building or remodeling.
Good deal. And the space that that you're moving to, Domain Interiors is moving into, that's the former Zen Rug Gallery, is that right?
Yes. It's right next to the 6 Mile Antique Mall, and in between that and the subway, and then that's right next to everybody seems to know where Red Drum Restaurant is, so
right,
it's right there.
Right, and there's good parking out front and then also in the back.
Yeah, there's tons of shaded parking in the back, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So are you having any kind of a moving sale? Because Domain Interiors, you folks have a pretty nice size showroom, and it's well stocked with lots and lots of home furnishings.
Yes, we do have a moving sale going on right now through the end of the month. All of our larger items are all marked down anywhere from most of the bigger items are marked down 30 to 70%.
Mm-hmm.
When I say larger items, furniture, rugs, that kind of thing. And our accessories and other gift items, everything is at least 20% off. We don't want to move everything with us. We want to get new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited to be bringing in a lot of new merchandise in September.
Mm-hmm. So, Bobby Joe, you are an interior designer by trade, and then you also have the retail store. And you purchase all of the items that go into that retail store yourself.
Yes, we carry inventory in stock, so people can come in and buy things off the floor. Also, what we do a lot of is special order. So someone might come in and be looking for dining room chairs. They might find one that they like, but we're going to order it for them in a different finish and a different fabric, so they can get exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about the interior designer portion of your business. How do you help homeowners make their homes more livable, more beautiful, that kind of thing?
Well, as a designer, it's my job to help guide people to make good decisions, always keeping in mind their budget, their needs, and the time frame of what they're working in. And ultimately, in the end, even though there is often hourly fees associated with design work, often people save so much money by not making expensive mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times when I'm working with somebody, they've bought this and bought that and then regretted it later, and they were like, I should have just hired a designer from the beginning.
Well, and before they make any of those purchases, they can actually contact you, call you, and you're kind of like, you kind of become their like a girlfriend who you might go shopping with, except you'll probably wear out your welcome with that friend if by dragging them to all these different showrooms and so forth, right?
Right. It's one of the great things is because we have a wide range of different types of merchandise in the store. I really can be, when I'm working with my clients, we are really a one-stop shop. We don't have to run around looking at going from here to there. We have it or we can get it for them. And so people really like that, that we are kind of that one source for them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I've worked with my wife and I have worked with interior designers in the past. And I think the best thing I could say about it is they bring a different perspective. It's sort of, different eyes to the project than the homeowner might have themselves. And, there's a reason why you don't cut your own hair. You go to a stylist to get that done because they're going to make you look the best possible. And that's kind of what an interior designer does, is they're going to make you look good. You're going to end up being the person who gets all the compliments for having such a beautiful house that the interior designer was the one who really helped you with.
I was very fortunate to meet a fabulous client that came in the store one day, and she had just purchased a old headmaster's house on Queen Street. And the house, I can't remember the square footage exactly, but it's small. But it's a historic home, and it used to be, it's part of the craft house complex mm-hmm. now that's like a condominium building. And so it's kind of tucked back there on Queen Street. And she went downsized from an enormous house in Ion, so she had to really edit her things. And we wanted to make this, it almost has like a cottage-like feel. We wanted to make it as dynamic as possible. You know, so even though she was adjusting to living in a much smaller space, we wanted to maximize the feel of the space in there, make it as light and airy as possible. Mm-hmm. But then also she wanted it to have that designer's touch, that mm-hmm. it has, we've added a little bit of an ethnic feel to it, and we're really excited to see it all come together. It's being finished up today.
That's great. And as an interior designer, you don't push your style. You help the homeowner.
Absolutely. I make my recommendations. I will be honest with you. And if I think something that you already have is not working, or we can try to make it work, or how can we change it? Do we need to reupholster something? Do we need to paint? Do we need, you know, or maybe it just needs to go somewhere else? Because mm-hmm. You're paying for our advice, mm-hmm. and we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but we also want to give them the best advice we can.
Mm-hmm. How, a big thing I think that people wonder about is how does an interior designer charge for their services?
Right. We do a lot of what we call 1 hour consultations. We might meet somebody in the store, the showroom, and they walk in and they're like, wow, I love the look in here. I love your use of color. I love your style. And you can really get a good feel of that there in the showroom. And then they start talking about things that they need help with. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a big project or a small project, I say, let's just start with a 1 hour consultation. Myself or one of my other designers will come out and spend an hour or more with you. And we charge $150 for the first hour. And then there's a reduced rate after that. And then we figure out what you want to accomplish, what your needs are. And then we assess all that and then come up with a plan for you. And if there's future design time built in that, you know, we'll come up with an estimate. If there's not, it might just be helping you source some things you need, a new coffee table, a new rug, something like that. You know, we'll help you find that.
Mm-hmm. And you can find Bobby Joe Engleby's work on our website for interior designers called tryaninteriordesigner.com, tryaninteriordesigner.com. And we always tell people, don't go it alone. You need the help of an interior designer. So, but how can folks get more information about Domain Interior specifically?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.domainintp.com. That's mm-hmm. short for Mount Pleasant.
Uh-huh.
And we can also be found on Instagram and Facebook. Or you can, you know, stop in and see us. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, at currently at 652 Boulevard, but moving to 767 Boulevard.
Coleman Boulevard.
Coleman Boulevard, mm-hmm. in September 1st.
Okay, great. All right. Well, look, check out the moving sale with Domain Interiors until the end of August, and then see them at their brand new location in the former Zin Rug Gallery showroom on Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Well, we have been talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. Thanks so much, Bobby Joe.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Shoshana?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Sure. Shelf Genie is a great solution for people who do not want to change kitchen cabinets. They just want to accessorize them and make them more accessible. They need better functionality. They need better efficiency, better storage. Both in cabinets, in pantries, and in any area that's hard to get to or that isn't organized the way they want it.
Describe how a Shelf Genie shelf works.
Okay. It is a full extension glide-out shelf with a melamine bottom, and that's really important because nothing will scratch, stain, or warp it. Mm-hmm. Full extension is great because it doesn't get stuck 4 inches behind the reveal. It comes all the way out from the cabinet or pantry or closet area. There are many ways to install them, and so after I go and help somebody with solutions, our installer goes back, remeasures, and he can explain the best way to install at that location.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So how does Shelf Genie make a homeowner's life in the kitchen easier?
Well, I wish I could share the smiles that I get from people when I go back and see their space when it's completed, but on the radio that's too hard to do. People are elated because they've been unable to stand on their head and get, those are their words, and get their items from blind corners or low areas or half shelves tucked in the back or pantries that are too deep to reach to or upper cabinets sometimes where they try to pull something out and everything falls over. So in all of these spaces, we have solutions. And if we don't have the perfect solution within Shelf Genie, I have some liberty to create items and have them built and incorporated with Shelf Genie solutions so that we can be real creative and come up with solutions for people that do completely change their life.
Gotcha. So instead of changing out your maybe buying all brand new cabinets for your kitchen, you can kind of update your kitchen, give your own kitchen a makeover by having Shelf Genie install these awesome pull-out shelves. And do they, you mentioned upper cabinets, but they primarily go in like the base cabinets, correct? And
primarily we focus base cabinets. I've done a lot of wardrobe hutch type mm-hmm. items lately where they've wanted to make those more functional. So it's really about looking at somebody's specific needs and helping them figure out the best way to use their space. And sometimes they don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I come in with a whole different set of eyes and see things that they're not used to looking at. Mm-hmm. So it could be upper, mostly lower though, and pantries mostly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So so homeowner, right now they may have a kitchen where they might use a mixer once a year, maybe around the holidays. And so they put that in the bottom base cabinet way in the back because they only use it once a year. And so when they pull it out at Christmas time, they're getting down on their hands and knees on the floor in the kitchen. They're reaching into that dark space and then pulling out whatever they need and probably discovering rediscovering items that they had forgotten about that are in those bottom cabinets. And so Shelf Genie, you folks install a pull-out shelf, so that makes it super easy just to pull out that shelf that will contain the mixer and whatever other items that they may need.
That's true. And when they get ready for us to come and do the installation, they end up cleaning out a bunch of stuff too. Mm-hmm. So it's good all around.
Are the Shelf Genie shelves, because I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and it looks like they fully extend all the way out to where the doors are themselves. Are they super strong? Can you put light, or are you limited by the amount of weight that you can put on those?
Every glide out will hold over 100 pounds. Mm. And we can go, I'm trying to think, we work in millimeters. 1,440 millimeters is the largest width or depth. I wouldn't go that wide, but I do go that deep for clients. And in inches, I think it's about 40 inches, maybe 42. So, yeah.
Let's talk about the process, the installation process. So you would come out and the homeowner calls Shelf Genie. You come out to their kitchen. You take a look around. You're going to come up with a proposal for them.
Oh, yeah. It's a great appointment. It takes about 1.5 to 2 hours on average. Unfortunately, sometimes it's taken five, but it's been a lot of work. And what I do, if they have the time, I'll take my time to do a great job, go through every one of their needs. I design while I'm there. So typically in 1.5 hours to two, I can get all the designing and estimating done while I'm there so we can discuss it fully. And many times people are ready to go. Sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. The whole process is about 6 weeks when they're ready to go. I get all my work done. They approve with a 50% deposit. And then Lou, our installer, who is a beautiful installer, he used to build cabinetry. So we're really lucky to have him, and people are thrilled with his work. He takes his time, and he does a great job. He'll come out, he'll remeasure, he'll explain any installation questions, and then within 3 weeks or so from that time, he calls them back and lets them know that their products have arrived and schedules an installation date. And depending on how much work there is to do, he'll set that time aside and get it done.
Again, looking at the Shelf Genie ad, it says more access, more space, more joy. What does that mean, more joy?
Well, it's interesting. I'm definitely an energy person, and I love to see that. You know, I know that as we age, the more annoyances we have, it interferes with our life. The fewer annoyances, the more pleasure. So there is a lot more joy in any space when there are fewer annoyances. Mm. And that's what we do. We remove the annoyances.
Is there any kind of a warranty that comes with these pull-out shelves?
Lifetime warranty on parts and labor. And the nice thing is I've been with this now for 2.5 years, and the company stands behind every call, but I don't think there have been more than about 6 calls in 2.5 years that I've been at it.
That's great. That's great. And do you ever run into any situations where you have to sort of customize the Shelf Genie installation?
Yeah, we've had some really cool opportunities. Well, I think they're cool. I don't think everybody that works with me thinks they're so cool because it's more work for everybody else. But I've designed some pretty unique items to go with Shelf Genie so that people can get what they really want. It's not easy to do those things, and they do take time, but I'm happy to do it if it'll make somebody's life better, I will do it.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
The best way is to call our 800 number, which is 888-491-6191. And our customer service department there is outstanding. They're fantastic. Everybody has good things to say. They can go to shelfgenie.com/Charleston and see exactly what we do and how we do it. And I think those are the two best ways.
And then I'm looking at your ad again. You've got a $250 off your order with the purchase of 5 or more glide out shelves. And that expires on September 30th, 2016. So they can get a little discount too.
It's a nice discount. And depending on the volume of the job, our franchise owner lets me do a little better than that if I can.
Awesome. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. Thanks so much, Shoshana. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show,
and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.